Troy Causton's another good member of our staff here. We'll have to start paying you, Troy.
I won't mind that, Andrew.
Oh, I didn't think you'd say that. I thought you'd say, I love doing it.
Nah, I do it, but we can always do with an extra dollar here and there, can't we?
No, we do. How's everything around the stable? A few of the carnival horses out, but the nitty-gritty, this is where you find horses, I guess, at this time of the year quite often.
It was funny. Someone said to me, oh, the spring's over, you must be a bit quieter. But I can tell you the boxes always have to be full to make things work, and we're just as busy as we were 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, I fully understand. A lot of people that don't follow racing think racing's just on for 5 weeks and that's it. If only they knew how much energy and work goes into all this.
Yeah, exactly. We had 20 trialling last Friday. We've got another 12 trialling this week and about 15 runners over the next week or so. So we're very busy.
Well, let's talk about these. It's a soft six with an upgrade on the cards, according to Tim Bailey. You've got Made of Iron going around in this fifth race. It wasn't too bad during the carnival.
Oh, she was good. She was quite unlucky on Oaks Day, and she should have finished a lot closer than she did. So very confident that she'll get the good run today, and I think she can run a huge race.
Ollie's back from suspension. He'd be pretty keen to get reignited back into the winner's stall, and he does know this horse quite a bit.
Yeah, he did a lot of work on her, and it was the plan to get to Oaks Day, and we ended up having to take another ride, but he knows her well, and he knows what it takes to win on her.
Defiant Diva, Troy, you've stayed at the 1400, and, gee, Ballarat, there was just... The horse ran on, but could have finished a lot closer.
Yeah, she was very unlucky that day, and I think she's a nice filly in the making. She's just had no luck, so she just needs to put it all together, Andrew, and she can go right on with it.
Yeah, sometimes they just got to click, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly, and it comes. They're not all sort of, they're not all push button. Sometimes it takes a fair bit of work and a fair bit of experience for everything to come right, but she's a filly that we've got a fair bit of time for still, and she's a real, very much, it's a big cliche, but she's a work in progress.
I know Brasada is a seven-year-old, but it's sort of his time, if you know what I mean. Like, he's made good promise, and that win at Pakenham finished off really good. I know he got the right run that day, but it was the way the horse let down.
Yeah, he's very honest. He's had two tendons, so... the team have just done an enormous job. He's been up for 385 days now, so he's been up well over a year and racing consistently every time he goes around.
Yeah, I loved his win the other day, and 1600 just suits him good again in town.
Yeah, we contemplated stepping him up. If the other distance race today had been 2000, we probably would have run in that. Just the 2100 might have been a bridge too far, so we thought we'd stick to the mile today and then have a look for a 2000 after today.
It's acceptance morning for Ballarat. Looking at it, Ranting's there in a couple of races. And Yes Baby Yes, how's it going to look when the fields come out?
Ranting will take his spot in the Magic Millions race in the 1100, and Yes Baby Yes will take her spot in the Open 1200.
Okay, in the 1200. How has the horse freshened up? How is she?
She's really good. We've had two trials. She's taken ages. I reckon she went through a real growth phase. And just things weren't right. There was nothing that you could specifically put your finger on, and she didn't need to go out, but just things weren't going right, and she was going through lying down a lot. So we think we've got her back on track now, but it'll be good to see her run a good race on Saturday.
And Ranting, did I see Ranting in a jump out? Was that last Friday?
No, you didn't. No. We moved him down to Geelong just for a change of scenery. He's been working quite well down there on the course proper, and we expect a much better showing from him back around the corner on Saturday. He just didn't fire a shot at all down the straight at Flemington, so we'll probably avoid it in the future.
Okay. All right, we'll get those fields when they come out later. Should I ask anything about What's That just in the paddock?
No, she's not, funnily enough. She only had a really light spring, Andrew, and I reckon she took quite a while to get the weight off her and get her fit. So we decided against giving her a proper spell, and she's gone down to Lauriston. She's working on the beach, going in the paddock during the day, and ticking over on the other day. So she'll come back to the stables in about a week and a half.
Okay, yeah, you just don't want to give away what you've built, do you? You know, if you leave her there for a while, is she one that puts the weight on?
Oh, in a heartbeat, she's very, as she's got bigger and stronger, she's got much rounder, and it's just harder to get it off, as we all know, when you get older.
Rounder. That's the way my wife describes me. I'm getting rounder. anyway, good on you, Troy. Good luck today with all of those at Sandown.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Troy Corstens, along with his father, Leon.